Your social media feed delivers plenty of advice, but it doesn't know you. It doesn't ask questions. It doesn't give physical exams or order tests. Doctors do. At the American Medical Association, we believe the best care starts with a real conversation with someone who understands the science and your unique health. So stay curious, ask questions, but when it's time to make decisions, make them with a doctor. Learn more at AMAHealthVsHype.org. That's AMAHealthVsHype.org.
Cha-ching! That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get three bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Tonight's stories.
Top grade.
Gone for a week.
To fix it. That's mine. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Comfort Level Podcast. I'm Maddie, and I'm here with
Brando,
Sam,
SJ,
and SJ.
SJ.
I'm back.
She's back.
Is that loud? Why are they clapping so much?
Because they love us.
Sounds like raindrops more than anything.
Raindrop.
Drop top.
Falling on my.
Now.
Yeah, you suck.
Actually, no, in the audience, say which one y'all would have sang. People sing raindrops falling on my head before.
What is that?
When it's like the raindrop.
Raindrop keep falling on my head.
No one was singing that.
She said raindrop.
She said raindrop. I said raindrop. Drop top.
Just keep falling on my head.
No.
Immediately, when you hear that cadence, drop top follows immediately after. Immediately after.
Okay. Offset.
Just hit the like and subscribe. Just for that.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Did you know that over 70% of new parents are combo feeding? They're using both breast milk and formula to feed their baby. Whether you're exclusively formula feeding, combo feeding, or just want to back up in the pantry, Bobby is the formula that I trust to deliver safe, complete nutrition to my baby's bottle. Both of my children use Bobby. We loved it so much. Had the best experience with this brand. They're incredible. If you want to feed with confidence too, head to HiBobby.com. That is HiBobbie.com to find your baby's new favorite formula.
Knix, that's K-N-I-X, leak-proof underwear, is made for real life. Because when your day is already full, your underwear shouldn't be something you have to think about. Knix gives you reliable leak-proof protection that fits seamlessly into your routine. For periods, for light bladder leaks, for workouts, for everyday freshness. Knix leak-proof underwear comes in a range of absorbencies, from light to ultra. So if you need a little backup or all-day protection, there's a pair for you. Unlike bulky protection, Knix feels barely there with soft fabrics, moisture-wicking layers, and anti-odor technology that keeps you feeling fresh and confident. Wear them to work, running errands, traveling, even overnight. Plus, they're machine washable, so you can wear them again and again. Find your perfect level of protection at knix.com and get 15% off with code FLOW15. That's knix.com, code FLOW15. That's knix.com.
So, yeah, I mean, we did a lot of chatting before the podcast.
A ton of chatting. Now there's no chatting?
Because we're friends outside of this.
Yeah. So it's easy to come up with things to say to each other because we enjoy each other's company.
Right.
We all like each other.
Yeah.
So let's talk about something because
somebody throw something out there. I'm grasping at straws. Okay.
Okay.
So this is from Best of Redditor Updates. I sat down on my friend's MacBook and broke it. Offered to pay her the money for it, but now she wants more because she was upgrading anyway. So it's this or she will sue me in small claims court.
Sue me in small claims because if you sue me in small claims, you're going to get exactly what I broke.
Mm-hmm. You trying to come up on me? No.
Yeah, if you think that's what it is, girl, you got the wrong. Yeah, no.
I'm not giving you MacBook money anyway. I don't care what I say.
If you feel like you got to take me to small claims court, go ahead and get what I was going to give you anyway.
Actually, I'll get you, what is the new one?
The Neo.
I'll get you the Neo.
That thing sucks.
What is that?
It's like the cheaper, budget. Yeah, they find it's like $600.
It's Apple?
Yeah, it's Apple.
But it's not good.
Well, people are saying it's actually surprisingly
is
good.
Is it actually? Yeah.
Like it's actually, it's starting to compete with the Windows. Because Windows had that completely locked up because there's nothing under 1,000. But now people are like, yeah, the build quality and everything is kind of competing. So people really? Are actually having, a lot of people are buying the Neo now.
I sat down on my friend's MacBook and broke it, offered to pay her the money for it, but now she wants more because she was upgrading anyway. So it's this or she will sue me in small claims court. I had some of my friends over at my house and one of my friends invited one of her friends over to the house. She had her MacBook on my couch and when I sat on it, it broke. Since it was completely my fault, I offered to pay her the money for it and she agreed. She got it 3 years ago and it cost $2,200 at the time. I told her I'd wire her the money in a week to her bank account.
Wire her?
Wire?
Oh, wire
you can
it to you.
That's the method
that's
of fraud. If you're wiring people, that's fraud.
Fraudulent behavior.
No good people wire things.
I feel like anything under 10,000, why are you wiring
it? Why are you wiring it? It's illegal what you're doing.
What's your account number?
What's your account number? I'm just saying it's what all scammers are like. Can you wire this? I'm like, nah.
Wire me this money.
Okay, she's now emailed me saying that as per our conversation, she's expecting $2,700 that I agreed for. I didn't know why she added the extra money, so I called her number for my friend and called her to find her telling me she's now expecting me to pay for her new upgraded MacBook since she was upgrading anyway. She said if I don't agree to it, she'll be suing me in small claims court. Can a judge agree to that? Should I wire her the $2,200 or should I just tell her to sue me? And then there's an update.
Tell her to sue you!
What's Sabrina Carpenter say?
Sue me.
I don't know that song, girl.
It's good.
It's really good. No, in this story, I think, yeah, you gotta sue me. Because if you're gonna sue me anyway, because I'm like, the only thing I'm giving you is $2,200. So that you're not gonna make money when you break something of someone's, they don't get to like add things of their plans for the future. No, that's nothing to do with
plans
me.
Plans for the future.
This is, you're still like, you're, now all you got to do is pay $500 now.
That's it. I was just ready to say that.
You said you were going to upgrade. You already had a plan. So this actually, it worked out that I broke your thing.
So this is just money you can put towards.
Because you would have to pay $2,700 on your own. Now you pay $500.
For a nice laptop.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Greedy. That's what she is.
I would just give her the $2,200 and be done. If you're going to sue me, go ahead. Because you're going to look real stupid in small claims.
I wouldn't.
That's Judge so dumb.
We're coming on Judge Judy and she'll tear you.
Track it. Make sure that you got a paper trail. Like, no, I did give her
I'm not
the
giving
amount.
You cash, girl. I'm zelling you.
Because I feel like now you're not actually giving her money.
Listen, it's fine. Stealing. Just send me the account number and the routing like, number.
If I'm the friend, I'm like, don't wire me. Don't wire me yet. That's crazy.
I don't need money wired
Do
to
not
me. I don't.
Wire it to me. Do you have the money or not?
People wire. So you can wire money like people to like person to person. I thought it was like person
no,
like institution.
To go, they gotta go. Yes, to an institution. They gotta go pick it up.
That's crazy.
I guess they can wire it to your bank account. Yeah.
Okay. So then at that point it's just like a deposit.
But give me cash then.
I'm not giving you cash. You can't trace cash.
That's true.
Unless I record me actually handing it to you.
Here's this. 200, 300, 400, 500, 600.
Oh, that's so satisfying.
Yeah. I love when a bank teller does that. Yeah, look. Count my money up.
Run it up.
I'm like, yeah, I got money. I'm looking at it too. I'm like, yeah, that's money.
Did you want an envelope?
Yeah, please.
You see how much money that is? I can't be just walking
out. I can't carry that in my hand.
With a brick. Rock and roll, I'm gonna do. I got a brick.
You sound like Drewski. Yeah. I agree with you though, Sam. At this point, it's like, I can give you what it was worth and that's it. Like, don't try and scam me because you don't think I'm going to take the time to sue you, because that is time and energy, but I guess that's what we need to do.
What I will say, guys, stop putting your breakables on couches and beds and, and things like that. I have too fallen victim to this.
Oof.
I put my... I put my laptop on my bed and
vulnerable.
Then, you know, like how sometimes like you like do that dramatic, I'm so tired, I'm gonna plop. Jump in my bed.
Oh no.
Crack?
Crunch. I did that in her.
Because no. It was open. You're like, why did I leave this open?
That, and it wasn't. It was cold. I'm like, no, that wasn't my laptop. That literally wasn't my laptop. I'm literally feeling the rectangular board underneath me. I get up. I opened it. Shattered.
Wait, what kind of person are you? How long did it take you to actually look at it?
It took me a long. No.
Okay, because no. I'm you. Because I'm like, I'm like, maybe if I don't look at it for 20 minutes, it's different.
What?
It changed.
I immediately look at
here's
it.
Here's the passage of events. Jump on the bed, hear the crack. I stay in like the plopped position on my bed for like,
you're like
10 seconds still, right? I'm trying to process what I just heard. I'm like, surely it wasn't my laptop.
I had a bag of chips in here. I know I had a bag of chips.
That sounded like a laptop crunching.
I get up and I'm like, because my laptop is under my covers. I don't know why. I don't know why it was under my covers. But I just get up and I'm like, oh my God, I think it is my laptop. So now I haven't looked at the laptop. I'm just standing there processing the fact that when I look at this laptop, it's going to be broken. And then I immediately start thinking, what other laptop am I going to get? Because if I figure out all this shit before I look at the broken laptop, it'll be better for me mentally.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
So I figure out what laptop I'm going to get in the event that it's broken.
Because right now, it's...
I don't know.
You don't know if it's broken. It could be fine.
It could be just fine.
It could have been anything.
And I could just be preparing for the worst. Yeah. At least I want to be prepared, right? Right? I pull back that cover. Ooh, it is a laptop. It is a laptop. It's not a bag of chips. It is the laptop. Yikes.
That's tough.
Open it. The screen's cracked. Okay, the screen could be cracked, but it could still be functional. I try turning on. She didn't turn on.
Maybe it's dead. Plugged it in. Yeah. 20 minutes.
Spark come out. Like, okay.
Yeah, 90% of the screen was like black.
Oh.
Done.
That's like one of the worst moments, though. It's probably worse when it's somebody else's, but the plop, because you need that relaxation.
I do.
And then you're immediately tense again.
Immediately.
Because you're like, I think I know what that is.
And you're like, I did this.
I did it to myself.
Made it harder for myself. Yeah.
And I think that's the worst part. You're like, I just made this so much harder for myself. Now I have an unskippable side quest. I don't want to have to search all the specs.
In my life now. I wouldn't have had this.
You're like, if I just would have thought. You're like, because you always look back. You're like, if I just would have thought for like 30 seconds of like, did you leave anything on the bed? Do I need to plop? Because you're like, why did my mind know this was going to happen? Because right before I plopped, I was like, should I be plopping?
Jump. Maddie, I swear to God, that is exactly how I
did. And you're like, should I be doing this? And then you're like, damn it, I knew I shouldn't have done that.
Maddie, I swear to God, that is exactly how I think. I think about all the steps where it went wrong, right? I think about when I left it on my bed. I think about how right before I left, I was like, oh, should I get my laptop? Nah, I'm just leaving. That's all the things I think about. And it drives me insane. Yeah.
But then when it's somebody else is like OP in this situation and you don't know who you're dealing with of the stuff that you like just broke potentially. So then you go with like these perceptions that you're creating in your head before you even talk to them. And also, I'd be pissed too because I'm like, I'm going to pay for it, but like it was on my couch and I didn't know it was there.
Yeah.
Like I should have looked because now I have to pay $2,200. But why was this just sitting on my couch?
Dude, I'm mad at anyone. I'm paying $2,200. I'm pissed.
That's a lot of money.
That's so much money.
That is a ton of money.
To my friend?
And then I started thinking about what I could have spent that money on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, dang, should I have been friends with this person? It honestly led up to this.
You shouldn't be friends with that person. If that person's like, I'm going to take you to small claims court after I just offered to replace the thing that you just had in your asking for more money, that's not a friend.
It was a friend of a friend.
Oh, a friend of a friend. Yeah. Okay.
Oh,
that's even worse. I don't even know you, dude.
It was broken.
Huh? I said, that's even worse because like, I don't even know you like that.
I don't know you.
It could have been broken before.
Now my friend is done. You brought them into my life. You're done now.
Dang.
It probably would be like, every time I see you, I think about that $2,200 100%. That I had to give to your friend. And it was my fault, but your reminder of it. It's like the whole thing that we're talking about with cheating and like STDs and pregnancies. Yeah. It's all bad, but the reminder, you're like, you know what?
We're done, friend.
We're done. Okay, so update. I went through every single comment from the 200 plus ones, and I sincerely thank each and every one of you. I did some research specifically for repairing the screen for the MacBook, and for her particular model, it's about $310 for the screen and the labor cost. So I wrote her back saying that since she didn't accept my initial offer of $2,200, I'm withdrawing that offer and offering to pay for the repair cost. She sent me an email calling me a bitch and that she's going to take me to court. I got served a few days later and I went to court. I told the judge I gave her three options to choose from. One, either to write her a check for a brand new one, which was $2,200. Two, get her a refurbished one from Apple or a third party, or even a used, which was around $1,400. Or three, fix her current MacBook since the screen is the only thing affected here and it would cost around $300 plus money for labor. I printed out the email that I sent her and the mail she sent back refusing, demanding the $2,700 and calling me a bitch and saying we'll go to court, plus screenshots for the price quotes from different websites for a new slash refurbished and the screen fix for her particular model. I gave it to the judge. I also told him that when I offered at the very beginning to get a new one from the Apple store, she said, no, I want the money in cash. When I told her I'd give her $2,200 for a new one, she said, okay, but later came asking for $2,700 because she wanted an upgrade. I tried to show him how it's clearly visible that she's trying to take advantage of me. She gave the judge an attitude almost the whole time, which really pissed off the judge and helped my case, I guess. After listening to both of us, he ruled that I pay 50% of the repair costs since she neglectfully left her laptop on the couch. So
what I say, keep your breakables off the couch.
So I'll only be paying no more than $200 or $250 for the whole thing.
Oh my God.
If it weren't for you guys, I would have paid $2,200 instead of around $200. And I honestly loved her look at the end as we walked out. Top comment, OP is a treasure. They took full responsibility for something that wasn't entirely their fault and was willing to make it right within minutes or seconds. They then recognized their goodwill was being taken advantage of and stood their ground. Excellent outcome. Hopefully that friend is no longer around. Quite shitty behavior.
Oh, that couldn't have ended better.
That's the perfect ending. That
have
is
the repair cost?
Yeah, that's nice.
Not even the full, that's crazy.
That's quite the fall from grace for old girl. $2,200 to $200.
And OP got the brick and just like
that's free. Well, some off the top. Yeah.
That's actually extra. But
that's well,
she
wild.
Got greedy.
Yeah, I'm glad you went to court. Oh my God, they're so stupid. They could have came up and
that's unfortunate.
And especially small claims or local courts like that, judges got a lot of power. So they do. They got a lot of leeway within the laws. Like they have like minimums and maximums, but they can do a lot in between.
Yeah.
So you pissing them off is the dumbest thing you can ever do.
Mm-hmm.
Like giving an attitude, being dumb.
What's the point in that?
It doesn't help you at
all.
And
this is the person that is supposed to help you. You're coming to this person for help and you have an attitude?
This ain't a jury. This is one person's like, I get to decide.
They're judge, jury, executioner.
I knew she was cooked though when she did the email back.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you say you're about to sue, at that point, I'm giving you a certain type of behavior because I know that my stuff is about to be analyzed.
Right.
Yeah.
Not showing that I'm being like a horrible person or whatever, even if that was my true intention. It's not going to be as easy as calling him a bitch and all, or calling them a bitch and all this stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, it's in black and white.
It's in black
and white. Yeah. Made it real easy for the judge.
Pretty easy for the judge.
Let's go hunting. That's how I imagine like hunter sound. Guys, let's go hunting.
That's how they say it.
Guys, I think it's duck hunting season.
It's
I don't
rabbit.
Think they sound
talking
like that.
About.
That's how all hunters sound.
Guys, they're like
hunter.
Duck hunting season.
Bitch, get in the car and let's go hunting.
Let's go,
you've
bitch.
Not a single hunter in your life.
They go, then they shoot their gun like, ba 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 ba,
pow pow.
Yes. And it's like they have like deer coming up to them and just talking to them. They can like speak to all the animals.
Mm-hmm. Very much giving Snow White.
Yes, yes.
Very much given Snow White.
All hunters, I'm pretty sure, are like that. And then they're like, hey, girl, I'm really sorry about this, but I do need to feed my family, so I'm about to get you.
They don't
so,
have
and
that
then they
voice.
Run away, no, and then they're like, bah, 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 bah,
bah. I need to feed my family, so say goodbye to yours.
And then they're like evoking.
Yeah.
And oh, because that's when the deer's like,
that's when the deer does the death
the
drop.
Yeah. Okay.
I hate how y'all are saying
that. That makes sense, actually. No, I think that's real.
That's real.
I'm taking that as gospel.
Yeah, I like that.
That's the truth.
No, that's fine.
That's why it's called the death drop.
Yeah.
You love doing the death drop. You always do that.
Yeah.
You can do him in real life. Full no. death drop, though. Oh, he hasn't actually fallen to the ground.
Yeah, I just see him. He does that motion a lot.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Did you know that over 70% of new parents are combo feeding? They're using both breast milk and formula to feed their baby. Whether you're exclusively formula feeding, combo feeding, or just want to back up in the pantry, Bobby is the formula that I trust to deliver safe, complete nutrition to my baby's bottle. Both of my children use Bobby. We loved it so much. Had the best experience with this brand. They're incredible. The customer service, what they stand for. Bobby's organic European style formulas are crafted with clinically backed ingredients and designed for easy digestion, just like breast milk. I did a lot of research before formula feeding, and I loved what I saw from Bobby. Every single batch goes through 2,000 plus safety and quality checks before leaving their owned U.S. manufacturing facility. If you want to feed with confidence too, head to HiBobby.com. That is High, HiBobbie.com to find your baby's new favorite formula.
Nix. That's KNIX leak-proof underwear is made for real life because when your day is already full, your underwear shouldn't be something you have to think about. Nix gives you reliable leak-proof protection that fits seamlessly into your routine for periods, for light bladder leaks, for workouts, for everyday freshness. Nix leak-proof underwear comes in a range of absorbencies from light to ultra. So if you need a little backup or all-day protection, there's a pair for you. Unlike bulky protection, Nix feels barely there with soft fabrics, moisture-wicking layers, and anti-odor technology that keeps you feeling fresh and confident. Wear them to work, running errands, traveling, even overnight. Plus, they're machine washable, so you can wear them again and again. Find your perfect level of protection at knix.com and get 15% off with code FLOW15. That's knix.com, code FLOW15. That's nix.com.
This next story is... My husband got a paternity test on our daughter and it came back negative, but I never cheated. Now he thinks our relationship is a lie and wants a divorce. What do I do?
What? What?
Well, check the test again, maybe?
Yeah, something. How does something like that happen?
Unless it's a baby got switched.
Switched at birth.
Babies getting switched, man.
ABC Family.
Good show. Test if you're the mom.
Yeah.
That would be a good test because if you didn't cheat, let's make sure we got the right baby.
But I feel like that's a crazy thing. Like, I feel like that's such a hard sell.
Yeah, no, if she actually never cheated, then I think that's totally true to be like, oh, what? So you don't think this is our baby at all? Definitely cheated, girl.
This is not my baby.
That's why it's within her power to test. I can test to make sure if I didn't cheat.
And yeah, probably take another one for him too.
I would take another one.
Yeah.
But I'm like, if I'm him and I'm like, that's not my baby, I'm like, I'm divorcing you.
Yeah.
So my 29 female husband, 31 male, got a paternity test on our daughter, 5 female, and it came back negative. But I never cheated. Now he thinks our relationship is a lie and wants a divorce. What do I do? I don't know how it happened and I haven't been able to stop crying all day. I never cheated. I love my husband. We've been together since college and he's the love of my life. He's handsome and kind. And while I've slept with 2 other people, both were before we got together. There's no other potential father for our daughter.
I was like, oh. 2 other people?
When'd you do that?
When was that?
Timeline.
We were married already and actively trying for a baby. I never cheated. I never would cheat. And I don't know why he took the stupid test, because I would never, ever cheat. But it came back negative, and now he thinks he's not her dad. I don't know how to convince him it was a faulty test, and I'm so scared. These past few months, it's like he's become someone completely different from the man I married. He's cold and suspicious. He kept demanding to see my phone and wouldn't tell me why. And I showed him at first, but eventually told him I wouldn't anymore unless he explained why. He's been distant with our daughter, too. He stays in his office for hours on end. I don't know what he's doing. I didn't cheat. He accused me this morning, saying he's done the test after realizing that our daughter's eyes, brown, wouldn't naturally come from ours, both blue, and that he wanted me to get out of the house. I didn't leave, and he locked me out of our bedroom, and now I'm in my daughter's room. This is terrifying. What should I do? There's a few edits, and then there's an update.
So did he actually do one?
From what she knows, like, yes.
Did you see a test and the results?
I don't know.
Or is this all on his eye theory?
Mm-hmm. Well, mm-hmm. If we're basing it solely on the eye theory.
Test again. I think test again.
The number one, I feel like, is the first step. You got to test again.
And I'll do it.
Yeah, because this it's feeling weird. Because when did this test happen? When did you get the DNA sample? When did all this happen? The eye theory, if they both have blue eyes, let's say they're heterozygous recessive. So they have like one.
Smart.
Dang
smart.
Let's
expect that
okay,
at all.
Genius. Let's say in their genetics, mom has a brown eye gene, blue eye gene. Mm-hmm. So does dad. In that scenario, you could have a brown eye child. I don't know. It just seems so weird. Just like, when did it all happen?
Yeah.
Well, to me, it is screaming very similar to the other story where the guy had very flimsy things to go off of and was like, oh, you're cheating. The eye thing is the same thing to me. So I'm like, I want to see the test, make sure he took the test and see the test and how he took it. But then, yeah, I would get another test.
Yeah.
And if that... I am going to test me because I'm worried now, because I'm like, how is this possible if I didn't cheat?
Yeah. But also, I would see if she could find some place to go, because it's not safe to be in the house. Mm. It's only going to get worse.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, like, it's not like you're leaving because he told you to leave. It's leaving because you want to protect yourself and your child.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, definitely get the test if you didn't see it at all.
Yeah. I think that's the thing that's scary, is no matter what the outcome is or what the truth is, at the end of the day, it is causing like trauma in their relationship that I don't know if they can truly recover from. Because whether, let's say, the theory is that he did cheat and he's ruining the relationship, whatever, I guess that doesn't matter. But if it is a mistake or whatever, then it's understandable why he is reacting the way he is. Yeah. But also, it's probably hard for you to see your partner just immediately be so cold to you because of their understanding of the situation, and then to try and go back from that. But I mean, obviously, if it's the cheating, then like, whatever. But
yeah,
if I genuinely had a paternity test done and I saw that the child that I thought was my child wasn't my child, immediately, like, I'm icing you out. That's just what I'm doing. Because it's like, what happened?
Right.
Because from your perception, you think it's cheating.
Yeah, it's something happened.
To me, that's the only thing it can be. You're the mom.
If you're the mom, the only explanation for this is that you stepped out.
Right.
That's the only explanation. So.
Or the angel Gabriel was up here and it's some immaculate.
He said round two.
And we got part two Jesus over here.
I get the husband's reaction, because I honestly I would have the same exact reaction, because what the hell
what
is this?
What are you talking about?
What do you mean this isn't my kid?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think everybody needs to return a test.
We just need to be,
everybody need to be tested.
Need to
let's
be
get
clear.
Tested right now. Mm-hmm. Test her.
Yeah.
Test the baby.
Is the baby the mama's?
Is the baby the mama's?
We don't know.
So, edit, the specific advice I want is how I can prove I'm innocent and how to make sure this relationship works. I want to keep my family together at all costs. Also, I just had a conversation with my husband. He's out of his room right now, and we discussed some things. I told him again that I would never cheat and started talking about a list I made of tests that I want done, but he told me that he didn't want to hear it right now. We're going to have a longer conversation tomorrow, and he said that he still loves our daughter and that he won't try to keep me out of the house or our room for now. I asked him to hug me, and he did. I'm scared. Yikes. I'm scared that I won't be able to convince him. I just want our family to go back to normal. How can I be a good wife and support his needs while proving my innocence?
There is no proving unless you get another test.
You gotta
test.
Focus on the proving because, yeah, there's nothing that's gonna really...
There's nothing because right now he has proof that he is not the father.
Right.
I didn't like the hug. I get where you're coming from, girl, but think about his mindset too. I mean, I guess if he's willing to do it, I guess he could have said no, but just give it another 24 hours.
She's in a bad, she's looking real guilty. Like, I just don't, like, if this paternity test is true, what are we doing?
Mm-hmm.
What are we doing?
Oh my God, hopefully it can't
be true.
Maybe
she lied to herself so much that she actually believes her own lie that she never cheated.
You have to be delusional to write on Reddit if you cheated.
Yeah.
That's what you're crazy to me. But I'm like, there are people, we've seen stories where they're delusional. They think they're...
Mm-hmm.
But this would be a level of delusion that I don't think we've reached.
I know, because she keeps saying it. She's like, I didn't cheat.
And I'm kind of believing
it. I did not do it.
Then literally what happened? Because a paternity test doesn't say you're not the dad if you are the dad. That
the
doesn't
only
happen.
Thing I can think of is...
Swapped at birth.
That's the swapped at birth, or he didn't take the test, really.
Mm, okay. Update. Hi, everyone. First off, I wanted to thank everyone who reached out. My original post got so much attention, it was hard to get everything, but I ended up making a list of plans and tests I wanted to get done. My husband was understandably distrustful of me for a while, but he apologized for the way he acted, which I didn't need, and said that he wouldn't try to kick me out of our home. He did say, though, that if every test came back and I cheated, then he was going to go scorched earth.
Yeah.
We did a few tests, blood paternity tests for him, me, and our daughter, and we had an appointment with a chimerism specialist coming up, but that got canceled because, well, some of you guessed it, but my daughter is not biologically mine either.
Oh! Hey-ya!
I do not know how this happened, but a police officer came to our house and took our statements, and we're suing the hospital where I gave birth. I don't know what happened to my baby, and that is terrifying. I have my husband's back, but my whole world was still upended, and I just wish he'd never taken the stupid test. I've been sleeping in my daughter's room, and I'm so afraid that she's going to be taken away from me. But at the same time, I want to know where my biological daughter is and if she's okay. I pray to God she's okay. My daughter still doesn't know the details, and we've been trying to keep this quiet. The last thing we need is a big scandal. I don't want people who know us to look at her differently. She deserves better than that. She's such a good kid. She's not some spectacle to be gawked at. If we can find her birth family, I have no idea what we'll do. I guess the best case scenario would be to get a bigger house and all live together, but I don't know if we can afford that, or if they'd go for that, or if we'll even be able to locate them, or if I'm just crazy. This whole situation is crazy. I don't know anyone else who's been in a situation like this. I mean, are there support groups for parents of kids who got mixed up? I Googled and nothing came up. Literally, all I'm getting are tabloid articles from trashy magazines that slap the faces of innocent kids on the same pages of celebrity sex scandals and fiction. How do we tell our daughter? I mean, we can't tell her now. She tells the kids at school, and then it'll be everywhere. But we have to say something. I don't know what I ever did to deserve this. And then there's an update from the husband. Switched at birth.
Switched at birth is insanity. What do you do at that point?
Right?
That's what OP's asking. Because you have a child that you love that's your daughter.
Right.
But not biologically your daughter.
So now, like,
so you want to look for your daughter, but you don't want this daughter to be taken away.
Yeah.
But they deserve to know about their parents if they can find them.
And I'm sure the other parents on the other end, they have that same type of perspective. So it's like, what do you do when you didn't know that you lost something, but now that you know you lost it, but you still have what you lost.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And there's no support groups for you.
This is such a niche issue.
It's such a niche issue. Happens on soap operas a lot.
I mean, it happened on ABC Family one time.
Surprisingly common.
Lasted for eight seasons or something. It lasted for five seasons.
What show was that?
Switched at Birth.
Oh, this is called Switched at Birth. Right.
Yeah. ABC Family.
ABC Family, shout out.
That's when it was good. When it was, as soon as it went to Freeform.
Greek. Anybody watch Greek?
Never watched that. I always wanted to watch it. Never got into it.
What is that about?
I think I tried to give it 20 minutes.
Fraternity life.
Yeah. This is so horrible.
Yeah, this is...
This is so horrible.
Yeah, because it's going to depend on the kind of person you are, because it's like, is family this person I've been taking care of, or is it blood? And how do we like reconcile with that? Mm-hmm. Because me... I'm going to be a person who thinks a certain way. My husband's going to think a certain way. Mm-hmm. The other couple is going to think a certain way. So, like, if you ever do find this child, how do you deal with that?
She was also giving that suggestion of, like, well, what if we could all, like, live in a house together? Would they even go for that? Now I'm imagining, like, them parenting, OP parenting her daughter, but not her biological daughter. But the biological parents seeing that be like, don't talk to my kid like that. Like all these little... Like,
you don't talk to my kid like that.
This is my kid.
This is my kid.
You're like, that's not actually your kid.
Oh,
but
my God.
That is just...
I don't think it would work out.
Yeah.
I depend on how...
an insane idea for me, but I've never been in a situation.
And it's not even like they're old enough to kind of choose where they want to live. She's really young. So like also in the show Switched at Birth, they don't switch back to their original families. They still live with the families they grew up with, but they explore what it would be like. I think maybe there was probably a time where they tried to live with the other families, but for the most part, they stay rooted in their families that they grew up in.
Yeah.
So, and they were teenagers when they found out. They're probably like 16, 15, 16. So they still, I guess, had to live somewhere, but it's not like, I don't think there's any courts that were like, you have to live here now. But she's five, you know, in the story.
I don't think, how old is five?
She's five.
I don't think now would be the... I don't know. I feel like OP has to go from having this perspective of being like a biolog... to figure out how she's going to go forward and navigate like the path that they go on now. She has to go from the perspective of like being like a biological parent to more like an adoptive parent to figure out what you're going to do next. When you're going to tell your child that they aren't biologically yours, if they want to seek out their birth family, like, how would they go about doing that? Answer the questions that they have. Or, I mean, or you can just keep up with the facade of, you know, you're biologically mine. Because, hell, up until now, that's what y'all thought.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Until you got that damn test.
Ooh, I don't know.
Brown eyes.
I don't know what you do. I think if it was me, I would probably tell the kid when they're like elementary school age, maybe middle school. But I don't even know if telling them would be the right thing either.
Yeah, because it's a big thing to hear.
It's different than adopted, because adopted parents can be like, hey, we chose you. We wanted you to be a part of our family and this happened. Now, you just tell her, you're like, it wasn't that. Someone... put you in our basket and they put our kid in the other one.
But we love you. We love you so much.
Yeah.
But
I can't
this was
give
an accident.
A reason of why this happened. It's hard to tell a little kid that, like, this happened and I don't know how.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess the expression, like, we still love you the same, but you need to know. I think that would be very hard for a little kid to take in.
I think it honestly probably really would, because I think I told this story on here. I think when I was like 16, my mom told me I was adopted.
if only you guys knew, they're literally twins.
Identical. Me and my mom are identical.
The same face.
Was it April 1st?
No. It was my birthday.
Oh yeah. I don't remember if I cut it out.
It was my birthday. And she was basically like, oh, yeah, you know, now that you're old, it was my birthday. It's like, now that you're old enough, I kind of want to tell you, like, yeah, so you're adopted. Immediately start boo-hoo crying. I'm like, everything I know is a lie. Like, everybody told me that I look like you, but I guess they just told me that to make me feel better and actually make me feel like I was a part of the family, blah, 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 all this shit. And then once I, like, really, like, start crying, she's like, no, I'm, like, just kidding. But I'm like... That was me at 16.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't imagine what, like, a younger kid would be like, yeah. Or like what a younger kid, how a younger kid would feel if that was how I reacted at 16.
Your mom's so crazy for that.
She's ashamed for that.
Like, do we keep that in? Yeah,
she's crazy for
I
that.
I can't remember if it even was in.
I think the most strategic thing to do is find out where the kid went. So if you do tell your child that we're not biologically yours, at least you have the biological parents in line to be like, if you want to meet them now, mm-hmm. or if you don't want to meet them now, here they are. Instead of, well, we still have to find them. Because then there's a lot of waiting
mm-hmm.
for something so jarring.
Yeah.
But at the same time, there's no, I don't think there's any perfect way to do this, because it seems like they're trailblazing in a sense, because there's no forums. Like yeah. this doesn't happen often. And they don't have like a step-by-step on how to do this. So anything you do really, well, almost anything, people can make some really messed up decisions. But anything you do right now probably could be in the best interest.
Yeah.
You can always argue for something.
Yeah.
I do agree with that. I think finding the other baby and finding the parents of that other baby so we can get together. At least that would be some support. We're in the same situation.
Yeah.
And I feel like it shouldn't be that hard if it's like a regular switch at birth in the hospital. Who are the babies born on this day or around this day?
Mm-hmm.
We need to talk to them. We need to talk to the other 5-year-olds.
Yeah.
For me, I'm not going to keep them out of their lives just because there's so much. Even if there's like a love and a bond that you have with this child, there's so much that comes with knowing your blood parents, right. like with your health, how you raised, like things you think, the way your mind's made up. It comes from things biologically, and there's benefit to knowing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's why
I agree.
So many adoptive kids still want to know that there's not only the desire, but it's like it helps me know about me by knowing where I came from.
Yeah.
And I think it's forever going to change things, but yeah, I do think you should contact them.
And it also kind of sucks that it is so young too, because I think a lot of times, well, at least with adoptive parents, like they're like 18, they're like, I want to reach out to my biological, but they've been raised by this person for 18 years. So a lot of the time they're like, you're still my mom.
Mm-hmm.
I still have this bond. But if something did happen and they were returned at 5 years old, like they could forget about you, and that would be
I still feel like it's kind of a weird spot too, because it's like they're kind of gaining their personalities too.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And then some kids are susceptible to change; others are completely against it too. So it's like if you tell them, like, "Yo, that's your real that's your biological parents," and they just reject it. Like, what do you do after that?
I think anything can happen.
Yeah.
I think honestly anything can happen. But yeah, you guys.
What would you guys do, like, if this happened to you?
I'm still in the hospital for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, obviously. Well,
I think that was a given.
Yeah, I'm absolutely still in the hospital. But I'm doing what Brandon said. I'm trying to find the other parents.
Immediately?
Pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Because I want, like, I just need to talk to other, like, I need to know where my child is. Like, that is something. This is my child, but also I need to know where my child is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's something that's important to me.
I need to know where my child is, and I need to know there's someone else in the same boat as me.
Yeah.
And eventually my daughter needs to meet their biological parents too.
This is so
and then meet their
messed
sister.
Up.
Mm-hmm. So there was an update from the husband. Apparently he was getting chewed out. Oh. Hello, everyone. So apparently a YouTuber my husband watches called Mark Narrations decided that it would be a fun idea. Hey, we heard of that guy.
Yeah.
Decided that it would be a fun idea to read my post on his channel. My husband recognized the story because, well, of course he recognized the story. How could he not? This doesn't happen every day.
Right.
Then he went on my account page. Then he found quite a few comments about him that were not exactly nice. And now he asked me for a chance to post his side of the story to this account so that people can stop trashing him. Please be nice. I don't know how many of you have been down a self-doubt rabbit hole before, but it's not the most logical place to be. It's even less logical when you have the whole damn internet telling you that your wife is cheating and that she's planning to take the house and take you for all you're worth and never really loved you, and you always sort of thought that she was too good for you anyway, so you end up seeing everything as a sign of infidelity, and then you get no one but 2 failed paternity tests on your daughter. When COVID happened, I got fat. I got depressed. I stopped feeling like a person. My wife stayed beautiful. She stayed herself. I was sure that she'd made a mistake, that she'd regret being with me. I started getting in some online groups, especially on Reddit, that was full of guys who had been cheated on, lost custody, lost everything. And when someone said that his tip-off was that he and his wife both had blue eyes and their son had brown, I felt fucking stupid. I did not want to jump to conclusions, but when I made a post about my fears, everyone said that she was cheating. People said not to say anything because she would use it to hide her cheating and get ahead of me on the divorce. I got the test and I didn't think it'd come back negative, but then it did. I didn't want to believe it, but yeah, I pulled back. I felt betrayed. I wanted to be a good husband, but I couldn't shake this. I tried to find evidence of an affair and failed. I got another test. When that one was negative, I snapped. If you've ever been cheated on, you know what it feels like. When my wife denied it, I got angrier. I just wanted her to leave. I didn't want to go through what everyone seemed to think was going to happen. I didn't want to lose custody of my kid. I didn't want to lose my house. I was scared and angry, and I wanted the truth. I felt like if she couldn't even be honest, there was no getting past this. I took a few hours to calm down. When she came back with a list of tests to take, I tried to keep my cool. I tried to keep my cool for so long. I know I was wrong about the affair, but so was everyone else in my ear. My kid is genuinely not biologically mine. I didn't immediately consider that switched at birth was an option. I've been through a messed up time, and I don't think getting angry one time because I thought my wife was cheating and was lying about it makes me a monster. And then his wife says again, I just wanted to say that one, I agree that he's not a monster, an abuser, or anything of that sort. Two, I do not agree that he's fat. I love this man very much and have for ages, and we're not going to let the situation break our marriage. Thank you, everyone, for all of your help. And then top comment, this is why when my daughter was born 4 months ago, me, my wife, and the baby each had matching bracelets put on by the hospital immediately. The baby actually had three, one tied to her medical records for medication and two identifying ones, one on the wrist and one on the leg. She also never left the room without one of us. Hospital took this very seriously.
As they should.
Mm-hmm.
They need to.
The switched at birth scenario is actually insanity.
Yeah.
I can't live through
you
that.
You leave the hospital with the wrong freaking baby and they all look the same.
They gave you the wrong one.
The same.
You didn't just pick one out. They this is your baby. They came back one day. They said, this is your baby. Congratulations.
This is it, right?
I'm like,
oh my God.
Brown eyes.
Even though I've heard of it. Well, I've only heard of it like TV shows. Logistically, how does it happen? How do you have a baby and then you're like, do you put it down? You're like,
Wait, which one?
And then you just guess and you pick one?
I mean, it's pretty obvious that sometimes companies get your order wrong. You ever heard about the baby making factory? I'm sure we all know how babies are made, right?
That's so funny.
You put in your order. Maddie. Sometimes they make it wrong, right? Sometimes they give out the wrong order.
I don't think we should do it on air, but I think we need to talk to you about how babies are made.
What do you mean?
So Mama G didn't.
It's not the fake swan thing and it gets like dropped. No, it's a baby making factory in the back of the
hospital.
It's
actually called a stork.
Number one. Swan is weird. What did Mama G tell you?
She told me that. She actually told me that she would tell me like when it mattered and then she like never told me.
So you've been coming up with your own conclusions.
Yeah, so been...
Well, no, because I saw the documentary about the baby making factory. So.
Oh, there's a documentary on it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And couples, you know, 9 or 8 months, sometimes people get early. They pay to get it early. And I'm like, oh my God, 6 months.
Oh.
But
6 months?
Sometimes people pay, you know, they're filling out their forms. You know, what does my baby look like? You know, all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then the baby making factory is like, you know, this is just a formula, right? So they try and put in everything you say and they figure out what's in there.
Right.
And so sometimes they're like, whoa, this baby, they have blue eyes and this is like a baby with brown eyes, but probably a recessive gene. Am I right?
Hey.
So
love science. Women in STEM.
Stork, swan. There is a difference.
Honestly,
I just didn't know it.
This, Maddie, you might not be too far off. This sounds like the gay way of how to make a baby.
No, I think it's the hetero way.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, whatever you say.
Dang, she tried to give you an out.
I tried.
she really did.
I can fix it. I can fix it. I can tell you the right one. Like this next story.
That was good.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Did you know that over 70% of new parents are combo feeding? They're using both breast milk and formula to feed their baby,
Whether you're exclusively formula feeding, combo feeding, or just want a backup in the pantry, Bobby is the formula that I trust to deliver safe, complete nutrition to my baby's bottle. Both of my children use Bobby. We loved it so much. Had the best experience with this brand. They're incredible. The customer service, what they stand for. Bobby's organic European style formulas are crafted with clinically backed ingredients and designed for easy digestion, just like breast milk. I did a lot of research before formula feeding, and I loved what I saw from Bobby. Every single batch goes through 2,000 plus safety and quality checks before leaving their owned U.S. manufacturing facility. If you want to feed with confidence too, head to HiBobby.com. That is High, HiBobbie.com to find your baby's new favorite formula.
Nix, that's KNIX, leak-proof underwear, is made for real life. Because when your day is already full, your underwear shouldn't be something you have to think about. Nix gives you reliable leak-proof protection that fits seamlessly into your routine. For periods, for light bladder leaks, for workouts, for everyday freshness. Nix leak-proof underwear comes in a range of absorbencies, from light to ultra. So if you need a little backup or all-day protection, there's a pair for you. Unlike bulky protection, Nix feels barely there with soft fabrics, moisture-wicking layers, and anti-odor technology that keeps you feeling fresh and confident. Wear them to work, running errands, traveling, even overnight. Plus, they're machine washable, so you can wear them again and again. Find your perfect level of protection at knix.com and get 15% off with code FLOW15. That's knix.com, code FLOW15. That's nix.com.
I want to adopt my sister after my dad's death. My wife refused because we agreed on no children. Is there a way to fix this?
What?
I think it's a tough situation.
Mm-hmm. Either way.
The dad's dead. Like,
yeah.
And I don't want my sister to get adopted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like,
by just some family?
By some, either some random family, yeah. Or let's say the sister gets put in foster care. Like, why would I want that?
Yeah. I know we agreed, but my dad died.
We agreed. My dad is dead. My sister doesn't have a father. She doesn't have anyone.
Somewhere to be.
She needs somewhere to be. Yeah. Like,
she needs someone to raise her.
You're gonna make her lose a family.
This is a scenario where life happens,
but you never anticipating raising anybody.
But I think it's, are you willing to bend? Are we willing to bend? To be like, well, that's not gonna work for me.
Mm-hmm.
And the relationship will likely have to end because of it.
Mm-hmm. I, 28 male, want to adopt my sister after my dad's death. My wife, 28 female, refused because we agreed on no children. Is there a way to fix this? I have been married to my wife for 2 years. We do not have kids and we do not plan to. I have a little sister, 11. Due to the age gap, I'm more like another father than a brother. My father passed away from pancreatic cancer. There are two options for my sister. Either I take her in or my uncle, dad's brother. So we asked her where she wanted to be, and she chose me. Here's the problem. My wife and I decided that we didn't want kids, so she doesn't want to adopt my sister, especially since my uncle can. But my sister has no parents now, and I want to make sure she's able to recover and be healthy, and since she wants to be with me, I will not force her to be with our uncle. This is causing a lot of tension with my wife. Things escalated and finally told her I'm doing this whether she agrees to it or not. She can either accept it or we can get divorced. We've not talked since then. What can I do in this situation? And then there's an update.
Okay, that's it.
There really isn't anything to do.
Mm-hmm. After you say those type of words, you burn the boat.
But that's the truth of it. Like,
yeah.
It's not, you can't bend on it.
My sister wants to be with me. I'm going to respect that. She lost her dad. I'm going to give her this. She wanted a choice where she goes. She's coming with me. That's it.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry. I love you, boo, but that's my sister.
Yeah. Because if I was in this situation, I would be the same. I was like, exactly what you said. And then also what you were mentioning earlier before we read the story of, she also has the right to be like, okay, well, I want to be a part of this or I don't.
Yeah.
And if she chooses to leave, then that's
her prerogative.
That's all that, you know, we can really do is just move on from there.
Yeah.
Because that is something that's changed in the relationship. But this isn't just like a random kid I'm like adopting. Right. This is my little sister who sees me more as like a father than a brother.
Right.
So in this scenario, if if the wife decided to stay in the relationship, would it be fair for her to say, okay, well, if you are going to adopt your sister, then you are solely going to be taking care of her? Would that be fair?
I don't think it would be fair, because I don't really think it would always end up like that.
Yeah.
Like, to be a solo or a single parent, you always end up, hopefully, having other people that you can rely on, even if it's for, right. even if it's for a little bit.
Village.
And also having, like, having your partner in the house with his little sister, it's like you see it. Mm-hmm. So you're, like, in a way, actively not getting involved because of, like, your standards and what you said. But it's like you're constantly saying, it's not like she can go back to her relationship with her husband and that life is going to be different. His right. life is going to be changed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I really don't think it can just be like, yeah, you can do it, and I just won't attend to any of her needs or anything like that.
Because you could say that. Even if he was like, okay, accept that, it's just going to cause issues. There is going to be issues going down. You can't.
Yeah.
Living it's like in the same house.
One favor could lead to another. Like, oh, I can't pick her up from school or something. Could you just go get her today?
Yeah.
And stuff like that could like build up, and she's like, I didn't know.
You say, no, I'm not her mom.
Yeah. Or just kind of like throw it back in his face. But also, I wanted to say too, I feel like it's not only a tough situation because, well, I'm assuming that they had the same dad.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, oh, he also lost his dad.
Yeah.
Like, where's, even if it was like one of those things where he's panicking and then there's like some sort of boundary that could be created to like how taking care of the sister would be, he just lost his dad. Like, there's no compassion for that. But then also, OP's sister is 11 years old. It's not like you're taking care of a 5-year-old.
Yeah.
So there are some things where it's like, okay, she's kind of getting to the age where maybe we could teach her, like, I don't know, stay home ramen noodles type thing, mm-hmm. or catching the bus and stuff like that.
I do think, though, like, if I was OP's wife and there was a child that I didn't necessarily want to be there but was there, and say he's at work or she's being by herself and she needs help with something, over time, personally, even though I might not want to do it, I would feel like I would kind of, my hand would be forced if I was around them all the time to be like, well, let me help you. You're clearly struggling with something.
Yeah.
Whether if it's I want to do it or not, if I'm around them enough, I don't think I could just keep up the wall of just being separate all the time.
Yeah.
Whether it's like personal advice or teaching her to do something or like, you know, I don't think it's really that easy to like separate. I think it does suck like about their father.
Yeah.
But if it's just about the issue of the child, she can care about him, but also be like, I can't with the kid.
Yeah. And I wasn't saying like, that didn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
What I was saying is, I feel like it should just be handled with care for her side,
mm-hmm.
because he just lost his dad. But then also got this big responsibility of potentially taking care of his sister.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yes, it doesn't work, but like, it doesn't work for you. That's cool. If y'all got to split up, y'all got to split up. Just handle it with care, because that's a tough position to be in.
Yeah.
Update. I talked with my wife again. She still refused, as she does not want kids. So we're basically deciding to go our separate ways. She said, you're really choosing your sister over me. I told her, I don't want to go into this discussion again, but if that's what you want to hear, then fine. Yeah, my sister takes priority now. I'm choosing her over you. This was our last conversation. I've been living with my sister for 1 week now. Being a single father-ish / brother is definitely challenging, but I'm really enjoying it. And top comment, an important takeaway from this mess. If you have a child or children, you must have a will, and you should absolutely make arrangements about who takes guardianship of your child or children in the event of your death. After having serious conversations with these people, it may seem morbid, but it's important.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I agree.
And I'm not surprised they split up.
Yeah.
It kind of was written on the walls.
Especially with that reaction, too.
That reaction, I can see it, but I can't see it. Like, I can see his more than hers, which is like, girl, like, what do you want me to do? My life, you act like I just adopted a kid, like a random kid.
Right.
This is something that was laid in my lap. She wanted to be here. I'm choosing to do this. Like,
yeah.
Maybe that's what you were talking about, of having more understanding and grace of being like,
it's like, handle it with care.
I get you're doing that. I totally get you're doing that, but I don't ever want to be a parent. So I have to step away. Not making it seem like, who are you choosing? It's like,
yeah, that was a wild thing.
That was really crazy to say.
But I'm sure she's like hurting too.
Yeah.
Like,
that's her husband.
Expect this. Yeah, that's her husband. Some people just, they want to have that dink life, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that dream was stolen from her by someone that she really loves and cares about.
Mm-hmm.
We don't always react the best when confronted with stuff, but I think the right decision was made.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
That's terrible. I mean, there's just a whole bunch of tragic events, a series of unfortunate events.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think that people, especially in marriages, really pay attention to those vows. Like,
mm-hmm.
life does not go how you want it to go all the time. And you need to be really, like, ready for anything, mm-hmm. honestly. And, like, do I really love this person that I can, anything that happens? I know this is not a situation we could have foresaw, but if I'm saying I'm going to rock with you, then I'm going to rock with you.
But I guess some people have stipulations. So maybe I guess just also make that clear.
To be like, if she was like, no, which she probably
said,
did.
We said
like,
no kids.
We said no kids. And like, that's the thing. And you think it's just, it should be easy. But like, yeah, no kids. We're not going to accidentally like have a kid or something.
But I need to like raise because she's like, her father passed.
Right.
You know, because then you're like, well, damn, that falls into the stipulation.
And I guess this one's a little bit different because if, for a parent, I'm like, I want you to 100% be in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not good for the kid if you're,
mm-hmm.
if she had agreed, like, I guess I'll do it, but she's resenting the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
That's not good for the kid to grow up with that energy of like, mm-hmm. my stepmom hates me
mm-hmm.
because she didn't want me to be here. That energy is very apparent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's good they got divorced.
Next story.
Yeah. Why not, babes?
Am I the asshole for not allowing others to use my office?
Is it in a communal space?
No, it's my office. Communal.
You got a door.
You got a, yeah, I close that thing. I like
it. When I go to class, I also have my seat.
Yeah. Somebody not going to be sitting in it.
But one day somebody is sitting in it and you just sit like, next to them.
You're in my seat. You're in my unassigned assigned seat.
You know we got seats. We all go to the same place. I hate when people don't respect that.
Am I the asshole for not allowing others to use my office? I, 27 female, rent a house with two other girls, Tessa, 26 female, and Charlie, 31 female.
Shout out.
It's a 5-bed, 3-bath with a finished basement. It's in a pretty nice neighborhood, and we got it for a steal, so we've been here for a couple of years. On to the issue. I work from home, and Tessa has a hybrid schedule. When we all moved in, Charlie wanted us to pay more for rent since we would be setting up our offices in the two spare rooms. The basement is finished, so we offered for her to set up a space just for her down there, but she didn't like the idea of being banished to the basement, her words. So Tessa and I both agreed to pay a little bit more in rent. However, my condition was my office was not to be a shared space. Tessa didn't care about if other people used her room, but this pissed off Charlie. Charlie started arguing with me about what if she has guests and what if she needs to use an office space for something. Tessa tried to defuse it and said her office could be a mixed-use space, but that wasn't good enough for Charlie. After a little back and forth, she agreed to the terms and it wasn't really brought up again for over a year. Well, Charlie now has two friends coming in from Europe to stay for a couple of weeks. She gave Tessa and me a heads up the other morning. Fine with us. We love having people come stay at the house sometimes. Then she slipped in that they'll need to stay in both of our offices since she doesn't want them to have to be put up with staying in the same room. I reminded her of my conditions of paying the extra rent and all hell broke loose. She called me self-centered and a possessive weirdo and stormed off huffing. Even without the boundary, I can't just give up my office for a couple of weeks. I would have to move my whole setup to my bedroom, and I have a job that requires me to have multiple screens going with the type of work I do. Tessa is wanting to keep the peace and offered to help me set up something in my bedroom, and that maybe I should just drop it. This is really the only issue we've ever had. It's been a great roommate experience otherwise. That has me wondering if maybe I'm not being adaptable enough. So am I the asshole? And then there's an edit.
I think since you brought it up at the beginning as a prerequisite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you're in the right.
Mm-hmm. And you're paying more.
And you're paying more. So it should be a done deal to me.
I feel like once she started paying, that was it.
Yeah. It stuffed both of them in the other office.
There's a whole basement, too.
Yeah. Yeah. True.
That they can stay in.
Oh, yeah. So why
make a big deal?
So, I mean, the other roommate, she said that she was willing to give her office. So in that scenario, you have two free spaces so that they don't have to stay in the same space. Right. One can stay in the basement. One can stay in the other roommate's room that's willing to share the office space. But I don't think the other roommate should. I don't think she should feel bad. Right. Why? Because she said from the beginning, if I'm paying more, it's going to be my space. Right. And yeah, mm-hmm. Put my period.
Yeah. It probably sucks, though, to kind of be in a where both of her roommates, one is the one who's like, no, I want this to happen. You're being crazy, and the other one trying to keep the peace is like, well, maybe we just you know. So you're in like a echo chamber of people telling you that you're wrong,
right?
Even though you're not. Because I agree with her. I think exactly what you said, SJ. I agree. You pay for the space, you talked about it before, and she's just upset that you're reminding her of what you guys agreed upon.
Yeah
I think it's always, I mean, it probably wouldn't help in this scenario because it's all emotion based, but like getting it in writing, just the full agreement. Like, this is we all agreed to this. Mm-hmm. Everybody signed on it. Put it on contract.
And like, isn't the roommate that threw the tantrum, that is throwing the tantrum, wasn't she the one that suggested, hey, since you guys have set your stuff up in the office space, should you guys pay more? Was she the one that first brought it up?
Yeah.
Okay, so now
she was the first one who was asking them to pay more in rent.
Yeah, so
pay more to have like a temporary thing.
So I'm paying more so that when you have friends over here, they can come and come in and out of here. And
for
for 2 straight weeks, and I got to move all my shit. Oh no,
you then pay me for those 2 weeks.
No, yeah, either something.
Pay the difference.
Something, and that's if I'm willing to move my shit out there. And unfortunately, in this scenario, I'm not
moving my desk, my PC, my monitors. No,
absolutely not.
I'm looking at my desk behind here.
Can you imagine moving that shit?
No, for 2 weeks only.
2 weeks?
No,
2 weeks only.
That's at least how many monitors I got flunking around.
It's scary.
I'm not moving that.
No, nobody. If you're one of these two guys, hell no. Hell, absolutely freaking not. Maddie got 25 outlets back there.
I do. I think it's like, what is it, 25 or 30 maybe?
A ridiculous amount.
So much.
It's amazing. It's amount. Glorious. It wasn't always like that.
It wasn't always like that.
But now I'm living the good life. 30 outlets all on one.
On one strip.
Yep.
Yeah. I can't imagine. I would never. I'm not keeping the peace.
I still got to get one.
They're amazing.
Mm-hmm. You still don't have one?
Because I was doing the unsafe thing. I was connecting a bunch of extenders together. I know it wasn't smart. Sam was warning me about it from the beginning. He was like, because I was like,
this house down.
I was like, come check my setup. Come check my setup, Sam. He like sees it and he's like,
I think you're going to die.
So is that an extender?
House.
I was like, he was like, is that an extender plugged into another extender? I was like, yep.
Don't look great.
I'm doing what I can. And he was like, yeah, you're going to need to unplug that immediately. Expeditiously. Yeah.
Expeditiously.
Actually, how about we unplug this now?
On the double time. Let's get this out of here.
Top comment. Wait, did I read the edits? No, I didn't read the edit. Total rent is $1,800, and this is actually a recent story. So this is one from four days ago. Five bedroom house,
$1,800.
Finished basement.
That's great. That's
not bad.
Five bed, three bath, finished basement, $1,800 in rent.
But rent? That's not even a mortgage. That's rent. That's really rent. Good for rent.
Total rent is $1,800. Charlie pays $500. Tessa and I each pay $650. We split all utilities three ways except for internet. Tessa and I split that since we needed to be high speed. The house is about 1,600 square feet without the basement. And I can't remember the exact square footage of the basement.
That's not that big.
The offices are the smallest rooms, and I could technically move my desk into my bedroom. However, moving my setup to the basement would take extra work as my desk wouldn't fit down the stairs.
Charlie does not want her guests in the basement because it's not as nice as the rest of the house. And I think it might be because my office and Tess's offices are pretty cute. We've decorated them pretty well. Top comment, Charlie wanted you to pay extra for using the second room as your office. You agreed. The second office is now your space and your rules govern its use. Period. Full stop. End of story. Mm-hmm. If Charlie wanted it to be a shared space, Charlie shouldn't have insisted on you having to pay extra for it to be your space.
Exactly.
As the old Starkist tuna commercials used to say, sorry, Charlie. Not the asshole. Charlie played and lost a game of fuck around and find out. There's no consolation prizes.
That was great.
Crazy commercial.
You guys remember that commercial?
I think that was before our time.
Sorry. How did he say it? Sorry, Charlie? I don't know how it sounds.
I don't know what it
I'm
is.
I'm looking to you.
I don't know why you're looking at me.
Okay.
Everybody look at Sam and ask for his wisdom.
No, I'm pretty young, dude.
Sorry, nice Charlie. And you look like you maybe fish. So there's another reason why I'm like, do you know?
I don't look like a fish.
The beanie?
Oh, the fisherman beanie.
Duh.
Did you forget you were wearing it?
Stay with us, Sam. Yeah, Jesus.
I'm lost. I do fish.
Lost in the sauce.
In the SWAT. Oh, I want some cane sauce.
Just the sauce?
Mm-hmm. I've gone for a 1 week vacation and gave my house keys to my friend to look after and take care of my two dogs at my house. Now he gave the keys to his girlfriend and let her stay at my home. She isn't leaving now after I've come home. I called the cops, but they said this is a civil matter. What do I do?
Squatting?
No, man. If she's squatting in there, dude, you're not getting that house back till next year, bro. I'm gonna be real. The legal battle you're about to embark on is a long, dark, lonely road.
She's like, I lived in somebody's house for 3 years before they were able to get me out.
How you can't call your friend and be like, get your heifer out of my damn house. You can't do that.
Right. Yeah.
Your friend's not going to drag his girlfriend out your house.
Your friend gave my house keys to his girlfriend and let her stay there.
That's crazy to me.
I just don't understand how this happens.
So this was posted in Legal Advice. Obviously, we don't have any of our lawyer friends on the podcast today, and they don't study this law. So we're just going to be, you know, bystanders and see what, you know, people have to say.
We certainly aren't lawyers.
I want this for you.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Did you know that over 70% of new parents are combo feeding? They're using both breast milk and formula to feed their baby. Whether you're exclusively formula feeding, combo feeding, or just want to back up in the pantry, Bobby is the formula that I trust to deliver safe, complete nutrition to my baby's bottle. Both of my children use Bobby. We loved it so much. Had the best experience with this brand. They're incredible. If you want to feed with confidence too, head to HiBobby.com. That is HiBobbie.com to find your baby's new favorite formula.
Nix. That's KNIX leak-proof underwear is made for real life, because when your day is already full, your underwear shouldn't be something you have to think about. Nix gives you reliable leak-proof protection that fits seamlessly into your routine. For periods, for light bladder leaks, for workouts, for everyday freshness. Nix leak-proof underwear comes in a range of absorbencies, from light to ultra. So if you need a little backup or all-day protection, there's a pair for you. Unlike bulky protection, Nix feels barely there with soft fabrics, moisture-wicking layers, and anti-odor technology that keeps you feeling fresh and confident. Wear them to work, running errands, traveling, even overnight. Plus, they're machine washable, so you can wear them again and again. Find your perfect level of protection at knix.com and get 15% off with code FLOW15. That's knix.com, code FLOW15. That's nix.com.
I had gone on a 1 week vacation and gave my house keys to my friend to look after and take care of my two dogs at my house. Now he gave his keys to his girlfriend and let her stay at my home. She isn't leaving now after I've come home. I called the cops, but they said that this was a civil matter. What do I do?
How is it a civil matter?
There's an unauthorized person in my house.
Yeah.
Like, I get giving the keys to the boyfriend. You're like, yeah, you're house sitting. But then once he gives the keys to someone else, That's got to be a crime,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that is a crime.
Is that not a crime?
You would think.
I don't want this person to be in the house that I have. Please.
Please get them out.
Sorry, it's a civil matter.
They're not welcome. Yeah. I'm telling you, they're not welcome.
You got that welcome sign out, so I don't know. Is that what the cop said?
He's like, the mat, bud.
The mat was
mixed messages.
It's hard to say.
Okay, so this was really posted September 13, 2015. I'm the owner of a two-story house. I had gone to Hawaii last week for a one-week vacation with my wife. No one was at home, and it wasn't feasible for us to take the dogs with us. So I gave my house keys to a good friend of mine, and I asked him to take care of my two dogs. This would involve feeding them, changing waters, and taking them to for a one-hour walk daily. So his girlfriend was in town, and she had no place to stay. He lives in a one-bedroom condo with two other roommates. So he messaged me and asked if I would allow her to stay at my home for just one night. I agreed as it was a matter of just one night. Now, yesterday, I came back and I found out his girlfriend had made dwelling in the upper floor of my house. She's been staying there for 4 days. I asked her to leave immediately, but she and my friend are insisting to let her stay one more week because she's in search of a job in LA. I called the police. They came and said this is a civil matter and I have to go through an eviction process.
What?
So I'm here with an unwanted stranger in my upper floor, an asshole friend who broke my promise and pissed me off. What do I do, guys? Can I change the locks and throw her stuff out when she's away? Cut the electricity to the upper floors? And then there's comments and an update.
You don't get to make that choice, sir. That's not your house. Why is she...
As soon as she steps out of the house, I'm throwing your shit out. And I'm changing the locks. Because...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're looking for a job. And hell, aren't we all? We're all looking for a job.
At this point, yeah, you ruined the goodwill that was there for the one night. You definitely need to leave.
You've been here for 4 nights. You want me to let you stay here for another week?
Why can't you stay with the boyfriend?
He ain't got a house. Condo.
He has a condo and he has two roommates. So it's a really small space. But at that point, I don't care.
You sleep in his bed.
Hell, you ain't
care.
Got nowhere else to stay.
What are you talking about?
You do not. Yeah.
Small space or outside?
Thank you.
Which would you prefer?
Yo, you'll find it.
I think the choice is easy.
I think it's pretty easy.
And I'm taking this welcome mat out.
Yeah, it really is. I get it.
It
now.
Is sending mixed messages. Yeah. Now that I'm looking at it.
You're right. I'm Sharpie.
People are just like constantly.
Not welcome.
Unwelcome. Unwelcome.
Unwelcome.
And let everybody know.
You know, like people are like constantly trying to open his door. Like.
And then they look down. They're like, oh, I'm not welcome.
My bad.
My bad.
My bad.
Whoa.
That's on me.
My bad, G. That's
I read
me.
It wrong. Yeah. That was I see there's something new.
That was on me.
Okay. Some relevant comments. Sounds like trespassing. I think you have to stay somewhere a week before eviction is required. Time to lose your friend. Honestly, I just pack up her shit and drop it off at her boyfriend's house and change the locks. And OP said, already told him to pound the sand.
Pound the sand?
Oh, no.
The hell does that mean?
I don't know either, but...
I haven't heard that shit.
I don't want her in my house. I mean, she isn't supposed to be living here, right? I never allowed her to live more than one night. Isn't that illegal to live in someone's house without their permission? My permission ended after one day. And OP said, told her I would pay $100 for relocation. Bitch is saying, raise it to $5,000 and she'll consider my offer.
Consider?
So, and you went, oh, I would have, OP's a guy, right?
I think, yeah.
I would have to take that $100, find somebody on the street, give them that $100 and have that chick beat her ass. I'm not playing, for real. For real, and drag her ass out the house.
Well,
I'm not
playing.
He doesn't
seem like a very assertive person because my story would have been, I had this chick staying in my house. She's outside now, but it was crazy.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I have to pick you up.
He's writing about paying her money. I wouldn't even consider that.
That's not even a consideration.
Yeah, I'm not giving you any money. Yeah. Get out of my house.
Listen. Well, I will say he doesn't know when and where squatters' rights start and end. So maybe that's where he's like,
I don't care about
that. I know where my property line starts and ends.
No, but he's talking to the police and the police say this is a civil matter. So immediately now he's like, well, damn, the police won't help me. Let me figure out
well,
what it is.
They won't help her when I kick her out.
Yeah.
I'm dragging her out of the house. If this was me.
You're a threat to my family.
Yeah, you're getting dragged.
I'm literally dragging you out of my freaking house by your hair. You will be kicking and screaming. Yeah. And if you keep doing that, you will get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want you to be hurt.
Yeah, I don't
want to
hurt you.
I don't want to hurt you.
But you got
to
get out.
You acting like a person that wants to be hurt.
So... Hit the road,
Jack. Hit the road, Jack.
Hit the road, Jack. Another comment, seriously, pack up her shit and throw it on the street. In California, there are guests, lodgers, and tenants, all with different rights. Guests are less than 7 days and can be evicted anytime with written notice. If they don't leave, it's trespassing. After 7 days, she will have more rights. Which is interesting because, I don't know if you guys remember, she was asking to stay another week. She was like, just 1 week, just, yeah, one week.
And she's like, counting on her calendar.
I'm going to be
like,
a lodger five? Now.
She's day five. Yeah, you know, yeah, yeah. 48 hours.
It's circled on. It's like, I'll be the owner of this house this day.
Top floor is mine. Okay, so update from the next day. Good morning, guys. This is an uplifting update. First of all, I'd like to thank all of you guys for such an overwhelming response. I'm glad that there are people who would spend time from their busy life to help a random stranger on the internet. So after reading all their advice here and carefully discussing this matter with my cousin, we made a nasty plan. Yesterday night, that squatter girl went outside to grab some dinner with her boyfriend. Mm-hmm. Me and my cousin carefully packed up all of her stuff in her 3 bags, left it in our front porch, and locked ourselves in the house. We also looked over her stuff from the window to make sure no one steals it. Very nice of them.
That was very nice.
Y'all are so nice.
Great plan.
Who cares?
She sucks. Why'd she leave?
That's what I'm saying. You don't understand. What an idiot.
She's like, oh, they'll be fine with it. I'm just going to go to dinner.
She's like, they know I'm a squatter. I have rights. Our wait was over after 2 hours when the girl returned. She figured it out and started pounding on our door, yelling loudly to open your door. You know, typical squatter drama. We told her to fuck off and we won't open the door. So finally, after 30 minutes of constant drama, she dared to call the cops.
Okay.
I was nervous how it was going to turn out. Cops arrived. Fortunately, they were different ones than the previous night. First, they listened to her side. Then they came to me. I explicitly told them that I was the sole owner of the house and I never allowed the girl to stay more than one night. She was not only trespassing, but also living in my house illegally without my permission. Bitch kept saying I had given her permission to stay there indefinitely and now kicking her out. Officer said, does she have any proof of that? She claimed that she had messages which were accidentally deleted. Now, the best part, officer then asked her for an ID. She gave an ID. Officers verified it over radio. Suddenly, they told him that this woman had a failure to appear warrant for a months-old shoplifting
case. A bitch warrant, girl? Yikes. Yeah. Sucks to suck.
Stupid lady was arrested immediately. Her stuff was sent to the friend's house. Officer said that I don't need to worry and they'll take care of her. I do not require any further action. So I'm relieved from that squatter and she's behind bars. Top comment. How did your friend react when this happened? And Opie said he was nowhere to be seen.
Oh my God.
He was like, I finally got this crazy chick off. He just dumped her in the
not
house.
Not my problem anymore.
Not my problem.
So we're going to go talk to Patreon.
Yeah.
We'll see you guys later.
See you guys later.
Bye.
Bye, bye guys.
Just hit the like and subscribe. Like. Just for that.
Hey guys, it's Ashley Canetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. My friend said this once, and I have adopted it as my own. She goes, I'm not a crunchy mom, but I'm a crispy mom. And I'm like, that is me too. Like, of course, we're going to have our junk food days. But primarily when we're eating inside the house, I am very particular about what I buy and make for my kids. Because sometimes, you know, like, for example, they're going to eat chicken nuggets, right? They're going to eat macaroni and cheese. But I'm trying to find the best possible versions of those. And in order to do that, I use this really great app when I'm grocery shopping. It's called Wise Code. And it's basically an ultra processed food detector. All you do is scan a product to instantly see if it's ultra processed. They go beyond the label. You're able to view nutrition quality and health quality. It makes grocery shopping easy. It helps you make more informed decisions for your family. It's available on the App Store. I love, love, love it. It is exactly what a crispy mom needs. You can download Wise Code, the ultra processed food detector, on the App Store today.